Welcome back, everybody. It's been quite a while since we had a session of Dvar Musar. Been away, back and forth, and now hopefully we can get back on track and hopefully learn through and complete Sefer Derech Hashem. So we're about to begin the third section of Derech Hashem, and this section deals with understanding the nature of a person's neshama. But primarily, it deals with Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah. That's the majority of what this section is coming to explain, what it means, how it works, and partially, it also discusses the nature of Nisim, miracles, which are outside the natural world, the Shlika Derech HaTeva, that Hashem performs. We've already discussed that a human is unique, in that a human is a blend of two worlds, which are essentially a universe apart from each other. Every person contains within themselves both a physical side, a guf, and a neshama, which is spiritual. And a spiritual being as the neshama, which is a living spiritual being, and our guf, which is a living physical being, are really incompatible. They really have absolutely nothing to do with each other, and they can't be combined, essentially. But yet the nes is, as we refer to in Asher Yotzar, according to some Mefarshim, that the Mafli Lasos, the amazing thing Hashem did, was that He combined them, and He blended them. Now, every person has a nefesh. Now, a nefesh means a life force, as all animals have as well. And this nefesh develops in a person shortly after conception, and causes the embryo to develop and grow, and builds it into the physical body of whatever species it might be. With this nefesh, a person as well is capable of thinking and feeling. Thinking and feeling are physical acts. Obviously, there is a great divide between the mental capacity of an animal and the capacity of a human, and between animals themselves, there is a great gap. We know primates have a much greater mental capacity than insects or birds. All this, even in a human, is a function of the nefesh. In a human, it has diverse capabilities, such as imagination, memory, logical thought, desire, and all the other powers of intellect, each one working within its own limitations and its own strengths, contributing to a person's growth and development. This is not what the neshama is. The neshama is an elevated spiritual part of our existence, which only is bound to our body in order to enable our bodies, our guf, to connect with the spiritual worlds, with the Olamos HaElyonim. Through a neshama, our actions have the ability to create great spiritual force and affect all the spiritual worlds. Every deed we do, every act we take. Through the neshama, a person receives shefa from spiritual sources. We can be influenced, and we can receive inspiration and power and energy from various spiritual sources, and from the neshama it spreads to the nefesh and then to the guf. The nefesh is bound to the neshama as well, yet the neshama guides and controls the nefesh. So in essence, you could look at it like a person has two neshamas of sorts, and one being the spiritual neshama and the other one the nefesh, which is the neshama aspect of a guf, the life force. Because of the fact that the guf is bound to the nefesh, it's limited in its capacity to experience ruchnius and spirituality as long as the person is still alive. The actions done by the body do affect the neshama and either bring it closer to Hashem or further away, depending what the person does. Although we call the nefesh and neshama a singular force in the body, it's really very diverse. It has many components, so much so that it would be more accurate to look at it as a chain with many links. And the different parts are linked together and connect a person to the higher spiritual planes. And it's possible that at times a person has more connections or links, and other times he has less. Although you won't necessarily feel more alive or less alive or energetic. And this is the concept of a neshama yisera, which we receive on Shabbos. It's another link in our neshama to spiritual forces, and namely in this case of Shabbos. All in all, the neshama is divided into five parts. And they're called nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, and yechida. And Be'ezus Hashem, as we go along, we'll learn more about them.